At the first Olympic Games in 1896, an American won a gold medal in the pole vault event. He jumped 3.3 meters using a wooden pole. 4 years ago in Beijing, an Australian won gold in the same event with a 5.96 meter jump. The pole he used was lighter and stronger and made from carbon fibers.
What we have seen really is nothing short of a revolution, particularly in the use of advanced materials and integrated with engineering design.
Michael Kane is a professor of sports technology at Loughborough University in England. He says athletes with lighter and stronger bats, rackets, and clubs can hit balls further, harder, or with more spin. Often these engineered innovations can be tracked by the records in the sport. Until the Beijing Games in 2008, there was an average of 22 record-breaking performances during each Olympiad. At the Beijing Games, 108 new records were set. Kane says in swimming, 94% of the races were won by athletes wearing full-body swimsuits made with engineered materials,
which was making the athletes' hydrodynamics, so their drag through the water was being reduced, was much superior than previous suits. And you could see that in the times that were being set and the number of world records that were falling.
The governing body for swimming went on to ban those suits from competition. This ignited a debate over what King calls technological doping, that materials like those in the swimsuit give the haves an unfair advantage over the have-nots.
And of course, if you have technology dominating, or if you have a technology that's limited to often the richer nations, then the ethos of fair competition comes into question.
Kane says while the full-body swimsuits made a big splash in Beijing, new equipment won't be as visible in London. He says most of the technological innovations boosting athletic performance are found in training.
For monitoring and feedback between the coach and the athlete. So we've seen a huge amount of advance in miniaturization of sensors, in wireless technologies, in the way that athletes communicate with their performance teams, in the way that we monitor an athlete's recovery from a training program, in the way that we look at their nutritional status and make changes to what they're eating and drinking and so on.
Kane adds that materials engineered for elite athletes, like the strong, flexible carbon fiber used in clubs, rackets, and bikes, have found a solid foothold in the marketplace. They are common components in cars and airplanes and have been incorporated into the design of modern wheelchairs. Motion tracking is another sports training innovation.
It was developed for monitoring the swing profile of tennis players and golfers, now being used for stroke rehabilitation, where you can look at the gait patterns of the patient and how closely they are to a normal gait pattern.
Despite the boost these innovations can give an athlete's performance, Kane says what he hopes to see in London is that the best, most dedicated athletes win. Writing in the journal Nature Materials, he adds, the need to balance innovation and tradition in sport is set to remain an enduring and compelling challenge. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.